The elements found in group zero of the periodic table are called noble gases. And because they're in the same group, all noble gases have similar properties. So the elements in group zero are unreactive, which we call inert, because they have a full outer shell of electrons. They do not gain or lose electrons or fill up this shell as it is already full. They can be used in light bulbs because the noble gases will not react with the hot metal filament. So they're also monatomic. So because noble gases are unreactive, they exist as single atoms instead of forming molecules. For example, helium tends to exist as a single atom. And they also have low boiling points. But their boiling points do increase as you go down the group of the periodic table. So this is because the relative atomic mass increases lower down the periodic table, which increases the boiling point. They also have, the noble gases have a low density. And again, the trend as you go down the group is that the density increases because of their increasing relative atomic mass. And their low density makes them useful for balloons that you want to float. So helium is a noble gas, and that's what you tend to fill balloons with to make them float. So remember, just to recap, which of the following are noble gases? Well, helium is a noble gas, argon is a noble gas, and neon is a noble gas. And some of the properties of noble gases are that they exist as single atoms, they have low boiling points, they are inert, and they have low density. Elements in group 7 of the periodic table are called halogens. They have 7 electrons in their outer shell. They are very reactive because they can easily accept an electron to this outer shell to make their outer shell full and have 8 electrons. They have similar properties because they're in the same group, and they react in similar ways. So halogens in group 7 have 7 electrons in their outer shell. When they react, they gain 1 electron to get a full outer shell. And by gaining 1 electron, they form a negative ion. They tend to exist as diatomic molecules. So what that means is that the molecules exist, just 2 of them. So chlorine, for example, 2 chlorine atoms will join together to form Cl2. That tends to be how they exist. And when metal atoms transfer its outer electron to a non-metal atom, for example, the group 7 elements, salts will be formed. So the result is a compound where the ions have full outer shells of electrons. In terms of reactivity, as you go down the group, the halogens become less reactive. That is because the atoms gain more electron shells as you go down the group, and the outer electron shell is further away from the nucleus. Now, what this does is it makes the attraction between the nucleus and that outer shell electron reduce. So the further the distance is, the lower the attraction is. How are halogens structured in their elemental form? Now remember, they are diatomic molecules. When a metal atom transfers its outer electron to a halogen, a salt like NaCl, sodium chloride, is formed. So halogens can undergo displacement reactions. What happens in a displacement reaction is a more reactive halogen, so that's one that's higher up the group of the periodic table, will displace a less reactive halogen from a compound. So for example, chlorine will displace bromine from potassium bromide because the chlorine is more reactive. And that will make bromine and potassium chloride. So if you have potassium bromide and chlorine, that will react to create bromine and potassium chloride. So the chlorine is just switched with the bromide in the potassium compound. So the chlorine replaces the bromine and the compound with potassium. This is an example of what we call a displacement reaction. Which halogen could chlorine displace from a compound? Well, that would be bromine. It would also be any other halogen that's below it in the periodic table. So helium is a noble gas in group zero, and helium's got very low density, and it's light, it's lighter than air. And that's why zeppelins, or blimps that you see, that you would have seen in the olden days floating around, that's why they filled them with helium, because it allowed them to float. So, just to recap what a displacement reaction is, it is when a more reactive halogen takes the place of a less reactive halogen in a compound. And just to recap again, some of those properties of noble gases, they've got low densities. Helium gas, they remember, exists as a single atom, so it's monatomic. It has, they have low boiling points, and they are inert. So as you go down group seven, the halogens become less reactive. And some of those properties of halogens are that they form negative ions, they have 6 electrons in their outer shell, they exist as diatomic molecules, and the reactivity decreases as you go down the group. If you found this episode useful, you will find more episodes by searching for our new podcast channels. Search Revise GCSE and your subject for more podcasts to help you with your revision.